Greetings, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chapter 9, chapter entitled The Desire Tree of Devotional Service, text 25. Undam bara vikshayana phale sava ange. Emate bhakti viksha sava cha phala lange. Udambara vikshayena phala sava ange. E mata bhakti viksha sava cha phala lange. Udambara vikshayena phala sava ange. E mata bhakti viksha sava cha phala lange. Can try if you know. Udambara vikshayena phala sava ange. Emata bhakti viksha sava cha phalage. Udambara vikshayena phala sava ange. E mate bhakti viksha sava cha phalage. Udambara vikshayena phala sava ange. E mate bhakti viksha sava cha phalage. Udambara vikshayena phala sava ange. E mate bhakti viksha sava cha phalage. Udambara vikshayena phala sava ange. E mate bhakti viksha sava cha phalage. Matajus. Udambara vikshayena phala sava ange. E mate bhakti viksha sava cha phalage. Okay. Word for word. Udambara viksha. A big fig tree. Yena. As if. Phale. Grew fruits. Sava. All. Ange. Parts of the body. Yeah, this. Mata, like. Bhakti Rikshe, in the tree of devotional service. Savitra, all over. Phala, fruit. Lage, appears. Translation. As a big fig tree bears fruit all over its body, each part of the tree of devotional service bore fruit. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. This tree of devotional service is not of this material world. It grows in the spiritual world where there is no distinction between one part of the body and another. It is something like a tree of sugar. For whichever part of the such a tree one tastes, it is always sweet. The tree of bhakti has varieties of branches, leaves and fruits, but they are all meant for the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are 9 different processes of devotional service: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasanam, Sakyam, Apnanam, Edanam. But all of them are meant only for the service of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, whether one hears, chants, remembers or worships, his activities will yield the same results. Which one of these processes one would be most suitable for a particular devotee depends upon his taste. Omigam timidanasya gyanana shalakya chakshumi tamyena tasme shi gurve namaha. Vanchakalpaturubhishya kripa sindhuvevicha patitana pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasiri Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this chapter is describing the desire tree of devotional service, and previously it described the roots, the seed of it, as the seed of this tree is Srila Mandavendra Puri, the different roots of Ishvara Puri and different acharyas, Paramananda Puri. And then the trunk is Lord Chaitanya himself. Two main branches is Advaita Acharya and Lord Nityananda. And there are several more branches and sub-branches who are different devotees but impossible to describe. One of the branches is also this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So this tree is spreading throughout the world and taking over. So he is describing the nature of such a tree of devotional service is very sweet. Wherever you taste it, whatever service we do, it's very sweet. But just like chanting the holy name, Rupa Goswami describes that we have jaundice. Jaundice represents avidya. And the holy name is like sugar candy. The sugar candy is the cure for jaundice. But when one has jaundice and tastes this sugar candy, it's very bitter. But if he keeps taking such sugar candy, then he really tastes the real sweetness. Similarly, the nature of the soul, we're emotional actually. So the real emotional need is to render loving service, or to serve the senses of the Supreme Lord. This is the emotional need of the living entity. It's nothing else. So this is what devotional service is all about. Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevanam, Bhakti, Uchite. That's what Bhakti Yoga is all about. That's what this Krishna consciousness is all about. And by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, even though the Yuga Dharma is the chanting of the holy name, and just by doing that one is delivered from Kali Yuga, he created unlimited service. By establishing temples and having a deity in the temple, there's so much service to be rendered. And if you don't have a deity, there's no Mahaprasad, so that's very important. Especially last night, there was a whole ice cream party last night. They were staying for 2 hours, people were relishing Krishna Prasad in the form of transcendental ice cream. And we got into a bit more. We got the Mahapuris and put the ice cream inside, and that was my mind was taken away. So there's different items of devotional service, and by the mercy of devotees, we get engaged. Bhakti only comes from the bhakta. So obviously, the easiest and most sublime way to engage someone is to chant the holy name. Last night's Harinam was too good. Lubriana has a very ecstatic and enthusiastic devotees for Harinam. And because we were being on our own, it was like only four of us, and we've been traveling through Austria. And it's been pretty austere. It's like hot weather, and when you have a smaller crew, you do have to pull out a bit more. But when you have so many more devotees join in, and they're very enthusiastic, so much more relishment takes place. So this is the importance of Sadhu Sangha. You cannot just chant the holy name on your own. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur condemns this. That, who are you trying to be? Chanting in a solitary place, you'll only think of sex life. But when you're with the devotees, to think of sex life is a bit embarrassing around devotees. But they carry you when you chant the holy name together. And then you feel more enthused to reach out and make more devotees. So they can chant, enthuse you more. And this is the mood of Srimati Radharani. She never thinks that she's the best devotee. And when we call out the Hare Krishna mantra, we're calling out to Srimati Radharani. And then we call out, and her mood is like, wow, this devotee is much better than me. She'd serve Krishna better. And she pushes us towards Krishna. Obviously, the devotees push Radharani towards Krishna. But her mood is that, or the mood of a preacher, is that a new devotee comes in, a bhakta, and you look after this person because you can see that he has so much potential, he'll be better than me. So that's what we see on the street. Actually, we're beggars. We're not very good devotees. They're probably much better, just waiting to be woken up. And when we get them to chant or get them engaged or, you know, take a book, they've been thinking, this person is so amazing if he or she became a devotee, because then if they join, then they'll help me out. So this kind of mood creates that sweetness. Automatically, that humility is there. Automatically, all the good qualities develop, because this material world is about people cheating and being cheated, exploiting each other. But the spiritual world is about serving each other, and it's a competition of servitorship. One is pushing more to Krishna. So that's what Lord Chaitanya gave us, just by a simple way of chanting and dancing. I'll read on. Text 26. Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the original trunk, the taste of the fruits that grew on the branches and the sub-branches surpassed the taste of nectar. The fruits ripened and became sweet and nectarian. The gardener, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, distributed them without asking any price. All the wealth of the three worlds cannot equal the value of one such nectarian fruit of devotional service. Text 29. Not considering who asked for it and who did not, nor was he fit, nor who was fit and who was unfit to receive it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed the fruit of devotional service. Purport. This is the sum and substance of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. There is no distinction made between those who are fit and those who are not fit to hear or take part in the Sankirtan movement. It should therefore be preached without discrimination. The only purpose of the priesters of the Sankirtan movement must be to go on preaching without restriction. That is the way in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced the Sankirtan movement to the world. There's a nice story of having faith in the holy name, how powerful it is, and how it can liberate everyone, even if they just chant once. So there's Gadadhar Das, the associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He ran into the Chankazi's courtyard and he said, You Kazi, you rascal, come out here. Chant Hare Krishna. You come out. So there's all this noise, the Chankazi comes out. And he knew him because they're from the same village. And he knew he was a bit eccentric. He's like, ah, oh, Gadadhar, why are you making too much noise? Go home, go to sleep. You know, what do you want? You know, no, chant, you Kazi, chant. He goes, don't worry, Gadadhar, tomorrow I'll chant Hare Krishna. And then he started dancing. He's like, what do you mean? You already did it today. The Kazi has been delivered. Just by chanting once. He had full faith that the Kazi would become a devotee. And you can see he got delivered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Panchatattva ki. So this is, practicing devotees, our aim is to have full faith in the holy name. Because actually, if we had full faith, like we knew that it would serve all purposes and it can deliver anyone just by hearing, let alone chanting, then you would be on the street all the time. You would be, anyone you met, you would tell them, you know, chant Hare Krishna with such determination. You would just chant and relish at the same time. It's quite a nice process, because especially the Yuga Dhamma Harinam Sankirtan, because not only are you purifying others, but by you chanting as well, you get purified. It's very easy. It's like everything is taken care of. You know, sometimes with the book distribution, you're you're head on with Maya, and you can see within your own mind that you're, you know, this fruitive activity, or there's even sex desire, or there's laziness or something like that. You know, you don't know exactly if you're getting purified. You have to make sure you have to have strict sadhana in the morning and chant those attentive rounds, you know, and then come back and then just make sure that, okay, you have to get your mind back into focus because you've been on the street for so long, do an evening program. And so much is a little stressful. But with the Harinam Sankirtan, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, the emperor of sadhana. Just chanting 16 rounds is the minimum. But from like traveling and doing Harinam every day for like last 5 years, for like 3 or 4 hours, then you feel like, you know, this chanting of 16 rounds is not enough. You have to do some more. And that's the goal. Kirtana Sarahari. To be always chanting Hare Krishna, or to always be service. Mamcha Vyavrichena Bhakti Yogena Sevade Samguna Samatita Brahma Bhuyaya Kapute. When one engages on unflinching devotional service in all circumstances, he at once transcends the three modes of material nature and attains the platform of Brahman. So he attains a spiritual platform where he can have full interaction with Krishna. Just like if you want to swim in the water, then you have to have a suitable body, like a fish, to swim there in that environment. So similarly, to be in the spiritual world, you need that suitable constitution of being totally spirit, a spiritual body. And that's what this holy name does. It fully awakens your surup, the spiritual body. In the Brihad Bhagavatam Rita, Gopakumar, he makes it to the abode of Lord Shiva, past liberation. And Gopakumar, he is very simple. He doesn't know too much. He's not very knowledgeable. But he has a spiritual master he met in Govardhan. He grew up there. And he just gave him this Gopal mantra. And he said, this Gopal mantra you chant, and you get full anything you desire. So he's slowly going up different planetary systems, you know, the heavenly planets, and then he makes it to Brahma's planet. He becomes Indra. He sees Indra's worshipping this amazing form of the Lord, thousand-armed Lord, of the form of the Lord. So he becomes Indra. Somehow Indra loses his job and he's there. And then same, he becomes Brahma, but he doesn't like it. He sees that he wants more. He gets to the Brahma Jyoti. He says he just got there and he thought it was boring, so he left. And then he makes it to the abode of Lord Shiva. So he sees Lord Shiva with covered in snakes and beautiful golden form with, you know, matted locks, and he looks a bit crazy. But he still didn't know who he was. And then his son Ganesh started explaining, this is Lord Shiva, he's also the Supreme Lord. And so Lord Shiva saw that Gopakumar was a devotee, and he started dancing and embracing him. And all of a sudden he asked him to stay. Why don't you stay and we'll chant and dance together? He says, no, I'm looking for Marangopal, my lord. The Vaikuntha Dutas come in a Vaikuntha aeroplane. And they talk to Gopakumar and go, oh, you're very nice to hear. We've been sent here to take you there. And he's like, what do they do there? The Vaikuntha Dutas said they just do Sankirtan. That's all they do. But he heard in Tapaloka where they engage in like strict contemplative meditation, and they use the mind to capture the Lord and see the Lord within the heart. And he heard this argument that this is higher than chanting. But the Vaikuntha Dutas said, no. Actually, the chanting the holy name, the Sankirtan, engages all senses and fully awakens, like it says, the super senses get fully activated. That's what they explain. And it's the topmost service to the Lord there. So that's what it means to be in the spiritual world, to engage in Sankirtan. Goloka Premadama Hari Nam Sankirtan. I'll read one more verse. Text 30. The transcendental gardener, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, distributed handful after handful of fruit in all directions. And when the poor, hungry people ate the fruit, the gardener smiled with great pleasure. So that's the goal of life. This is how you know you have perfection. When Lord Chaitanya smiles upon you by somehow giving the hungry people Krishna consciousness. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that there's no scarcity in this world. The only scarcity is Krishna consciousness. Text 31. Lord Chaitanya thus addressed the multifarious varieties of branches and sub-branches of the tree of devotional service. He says, since the tree of devotional service is transcendental, every one of its parts can perform the actions of all the others. Although a tree is supposed to be immovable, this tree nevertheless moves. Purport. It is our experience in the material world that trees stand in one place. But in the spiritual world, a tree can go from one place to another. Therefore, everything in the spiritual world is called alaukika, uncommon and transcendental. Another feature of such a tree is that it can act universally. In the material world, the roots of the tree go deep within the earth to gather food. But in the spiritual world, the twigs, the branches, and leaves of the upper portion of the tree can act like the roots. Lord Chaitanya continues, text 33. All the parts of this tree are spiritually cognizant, and thus they grow. As they grow, they spread all over the world. I am only a gardener. How many places can I go? How many fruits can I pick and distribute? Purport. Here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indicates that the distribution of the Hare Krishna mantra should be performed by combined forces. Although he is the Supreme Person of Godhead, he laments, how can I act alone? How can I pick the fruit and distribute it all over the world? This indicates that all classes of devotees should combine to distribute the Hare Krishna Mahamantra without consideration of time, place, and situation. Okay. So I'll stop here because time's up. Any comments or questions? Yes, we were.
This one, I can't remember what that is. Is this a teaching?
We pray to have a seat of
steadiness. He asked about steadiness in the Krishna consciousness. Steadiness, very
well. Steadiness.
Would you like to say?
Okay.
Many times I have written so simple, one thing.
I guess it's the only thing I can think of is to make sure we have taste in devotional service. Just like this, this verse is describing that it's like a tree of sugar. Any part of devotional service that you take part in, it's tasty. So again, that verse from Rupa Goswami, we are affected with ignorance. We are ignoring Krishna. We are ignoring our real constitutional position as a servant of Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that if you want to chant with enthusiasm, so that's the thing, we become unsteady when we're unenthusiastic, right? So then he says if one has strong sambandhagan, knowledge of who they are, relationship with Krishna, then he chants with enthusiasm. Devaki Mataji said that the foundation of kirtan is your japa. And the foundation of japa is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, or the glories of the Lord. Kadamba Kamaraj says that the chanting is like a fire, a lamp, and the oil or the fuel of that lamp is the hearing of the glories of the Lord. So it's very important to constantly hear. Because like you said, to keep going out and out and out, especially book distribution or any other service, you could be washing the pots day in and day out, but if you don't hear about the glories of the Lord, about the glories of devotional service, about the glories of Krishna, you cannot continue. The material mind is full of so much junk. It says that in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the lust has situated in the senses, the mind, and the intelligence. So in Burijan's overview on this, or this commentary on this verse, says that the intelligence is the next door neighbor of the soul. So it's described that the intelligence is like a bodyguard for the soul. But if the bodyguard is corrupted, then it's like an inside job, and then lust and maya can sneak in. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, one who hears and reads this conversation of me and Arjuna, he worships me by his intelligence. So that's how we purify the intelligence, by fully associating with Sastra. And at the end of the Majjhima, there's a purport by Srila Prabhupada. He says that one must always read these books, otherwise he'll eat, sleep, and fall down. So there's a few ideas. Is that okay? There's obviously, it sounds like a whole class, this question, so, yeah. Yeah. Does anyone else have idea of Nista? Okay. Stop here. Gantara Sri Chaitanya Charamrita Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Go to Premanande.